question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice having you aboard with Mary and me for our World Travel get-together. And for the next 10 minutes, well, we're going to welcome back show friend Roger Dow, CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, for today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. But first, a word about Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, big news this week coming from one of our show partners, Travel Pro, who in collaboration with Travel and Leisure has debuted a new collection of luxury luggage that blends style and substance in a modern way with practical features ready to accommodate all of your adventures and voyages. These beautifully crafted, ultra-resilient travel bags feature ample storage options and built-in organization, pairing the smoothest rolling hardside luggage with soft bags made from premium fabrics.
You know, we've been traveling with Travel Pro Luggage for at least 20 years now. We'll be doing it again later today. It's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Check out the all-new premium Travel and Leisure collection. You'll get exclusive savings at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed straight to that show hotline. I can see Roger Dow of the U.S. Travel Association is ready to go, so let's get right into this Chief Travel Leader episode.
Nice to reconnect with you, Roger. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's great to be with you and Mary always, Robert. You do such a great job communicating what travel is all about to the rest of the country.
Well, and as do you with U.S. Travel for sure. So listen, last time we spoke was just after Memorial Day. Now we're 3 weeks past Labor Day and into what most of us in the travel world consider the shoulder season. Mary and I leave after the show today for 9 days of travel. And although there have been some bright spots and positives since we last connected, the travel world overall continues to hurt, and the very important business travel sector, it isn't returning like it needs to. Thoughts?
No question about it. What we're seeing is coming back is leisure, drive, people, outdoor locations, smaller properties and boutique hotels, Disney, national parks doing well. But you're right, the business travel is going to be one of the problems because so many companies have put in do not travel, do not meet policies back in March. And we've got to get them to understand that to be competitive in business, their people have to travel. And then we've got to open up meetings and conventions. So that's going to be so important for the fall to get that to happen, to get travel somewhat back to what is close to normal, which will take a while.
Right. So speaking of take a while, that's a good segue into my question. So every week on the show, Robert and I speak with travel industry executives and decision makers, and we've been talking off air, you know, throughout the past few months to a lot of people. I think we're all ready to turn the page on 2020.
Oh, I am for sure.
But there is some uncertainty out there about 2021. We are talking to people in the industry suggesting 2022 could see the recovery. It could be even later. I understand it's all speculative. But at this point, with all the uncertainty, what are your thoughts on it for the industry?
Well, I'm more optimistic than most. I've heard the doom and gloomers say it'll be 2024, which seems like an
No, Roger, we can't wait that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. We can't afford to. And, you know, I think it's very hard to predict sunshine when you're in the middle of a hurricane, and that's where we are. But I reflect back on after September 11th, people said no one would get on an international flight ever again, and international travel grew to its greatest records. After the recession in 2008, they said 30% of all hotels would be closed forever. Didn't happen, followed by 10 of the best years. So I think it'll come back. I'm looking, if my projections were, we'll see 2021 be 75% with things getting more back to normal towards the end of that year, and 2022 I think will be the normal year where we're back to saying wasn't that horrible what happened in 2020, but it's a distant memory.
Well, I certainly hope that's
I'll
the case.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
And I also think, listen, you know, we know, you know, certainly the political season that we're in, it's not helping an already dysfunctional Washington D.C. We're also all waiting for a viable and readily available coronavirus vaccine. And I'm not even going to ask you to comment on this, but I mean, I'll share my opinion that our nation and the travel world, I think, will rebound a lot faster if we stay the course in November and build upon the momentum that we already have underway rather than tearing it down, going in a different direction. But I want to shift and go in this direction with you. Now, Mary and I, we had hoped to do this in 2020, but working with a number of our show sponsors, we decided to make it a 2021 event. And that's going to be what we're calling our Let's Go America tour, where we, you know, we'll be taking the show to a dozen or so cities, broadcasting live, and then really focusing on the recovery in those cities to get people traveling again. U.S. Travel, I see, is now engaged in a campaign called Let's Go There. And since you're talking right now to over a million people who love to travel around the country, explain what it is that you're doing, Roger.
Sure. Robert, we brought together 75 organizations. I mean, everybody from the airlines to destinations, to the theme parks, to the hotels, travel agencies, and rental car. And we all came together with a campaign called Let's Go There. And the concept is, now's the time to start planning and thinking about travel. And we want to be very careful not to be tone deaf and say, get out there and travel tomorrow morning, because our research shows that about 54% of the people, and it's going up every week, are willing to travel and want to travel soon. About 20% are saying as soon as they get a little more all-clear message. And there's another 20-25% say, not this year. So we're talking to those people who are want to travel and are thinking about it, saying, let's start planning. Because when you plan something, number one, it makes you a lot happier. We have a happiness expert. Wouldn't that be a great job, Dad?
Yeah.
We could all use that, right?
Yeah, she did research. Michelle Gielen, her name is, among 400 or 500 people. And 95% factor said they're happiest when they're thinking about planning travel. And she said that's off the charts compared to what she usually does. She said 75% is good. So I think America is sick of being cooped up. And so we want to jumpstart getting people planning, thinking about it. But our thing is, when the time is right for you, we'll be ready.
All right. Well, I 100% agree. I'd like to have Michelle on our show, actually, about the planning aspect. It does get people psychologically moving forward in the right direction.
That's important, what
and
Roger said.
And you can always change your plans
later. Not being later tone deaf. We all agree with
right,
that.
Right. We agree.
Right.
So a couple of regulars we have on the show, in addition to you, Roger. We have Chip Rogers. He's been on with the American Hotel and Lodging Association. He's
friend.
A great guy. He's coming on again in a couple of weeks. Terry Dale with the U.S. Tour Operators Association. I know you know these guys. I'm just saying this
very
for
well.
Our listeners' sake. Zane Kirby with ASTA. They've all talked to us over the past few months in one way or another about the hard realities of having around half of the travel world sidelined by this pandemic. It's a cliche, but we really are all in this together, no matter what our roles are in travel. And I'd like to kind of activate the audience here who's listening. What are some suggestions that you have for our audience about ways, again, not being tone deaf, but how can they help in their own way when they're making travel decisions to kind of support and stimulate the travel world?
Well, I think, Mary, it's a two-way street. The industry is doing phenomenal things. I was talking to Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta, and he said to me, he said, Roger, if planes were so dangerous, why aren't the flight attendants sick?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the
it's a good point.
Number of flight attendants that have COVID is minuscule compared to the rest of the population.
Yeah.
And he said they're on planes 4 and 5 trips a day, 4 and 5 days a week. It's because the cleanliness is what the hotels are doing. But it's a two-way street. The consumers, we have to do our job, the travelers, and do the things that we've been hearing over and over again, but wear your mask. I want to see those darn masks go away. I just on a flight the other day to Las Vegas. 5 hours with a mask on isn't fun.
Right.
So sooner or later, we've got to get it behind us. But let's all do the right thing. Distance, physical distance. Notice I didn't say social because we are a social industry and we love to get together. So it's physical distancing. Be smart. And last, wash your hands. We do all that. And we'll cut this thing way down. For travelers, I think Let's Go There website is also telling you what's going on in every single area. So if you want to go to South Dakota, you can click on South Dakota. They can tell you any rules or guidelines they have, what's open, what's not. Or if you want to go to New York City, you can find out if they have a quarantine or not. So it's important for travelers to look at the local mm-hmm. information because that's the best bet. Don't rely on anything nationally, but look at where you want to go. Find out what they're saying about their destination because they're right on the ground and they're close to the action.
Well, let me build
well
upon
said.
That with you. You know, and since Mary and I are here in the New York City area, I can tell you New York City, which is a city we love, and they're not making it easy right now for people to travel. But on that note, since you do focus with U.S. Travel on all parts of the country, where are you seeing right now maybe an area or so that's working pretty well, relatively speaking, we understand, and maybe an area that's struggling, and you've got about a minute with us.
Working very well are the outdoor states, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, places like that. Florida is working very well. Working not so well are the mid-Atlantic states, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts are having a more difficult time of it. So it's not going as well as it could there. And they are phenomenal travel locations that we've got to get back.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, that's well said, Roger. I'm glad we had the opportunity to check in.
Yeah, we always appreciate having you on. Listen, Roger, thank you for your time. We look forward to checking in again with you soon. Stay safe and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your next trip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Roger Dow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, very positive. Yep. And, you know, good to, and we agree with him. Yeah. I mean, exactly right.
I mean,
all do
you,
the things
you,
that...
I mean, I think it's for everyone, it's different, their comfort level, but I do think put your mask on, wash your hands, you can do things safely, and very good point about the airline crews not getting sick.
Yep. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick break. A good time to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel this week and stay connected with us throughout the week. We've got so much ahead today for you, including more of our check-ins with affiliates around the country later this hour. MyPillow's Mike Lindell is coming up in hour two as well. Stay with us, everyone. We're back with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.